Well, good afternoon. All right, first I must make the disclosure that I have no financial relationship to this presentation. Secondly, I'd like to acknowledge my colleague, Ann Collins, who was not able to be here, but who is the coordinator for this project. Dr. Collins fell and broke her shoulder and had to have a complete shoulder replacement. So I want to dispel any notion that I pushed her down so I could come to Denver. I'd like to acknowledge HRSA because this is a HRSA grant that we received. It's a three-year project to develop and implement a distance learning program for public health nursing and psych mental health nursing at the graduate level. The learned objectives for my presentation is to describe to you the development of the shared curriculum for educating public health nursing and psychiatric nurses in medically underserved areas in Michigan, to describe the implementation of this innovative program as it responds to the community needs. The program objectives, the program, the Advanced Practice Nurse and Advanced Practice Public Health Nursing Program, our objectives for this particular program was to improve access to health, improve the quality of health for communities in Michigan, and certainly to reduce the nursing shortage. In terms of background, at Wayne State University, and I'm not sure how it is at your university, but most of the students now come in applying for nurse practitioner programs, pediatric nurse practitioner programs, adult health nurse practitioner programs, and so those programs have large numbers of students, anywhere from 50 to 75 students. In 2006 and 2007, public health nursing at the master's level had 3 students, and psychiatric nursing had 5 students. Now, if you're an administrator or a faculty, you understand that programs can't continue to exist like that. So needless to say, those two programs were on life support system, and I do mean life support, to the point where the dean said, do something or we're going to have to abolish your program. In the state of Michigan, so the first thing we did was we did a needs assessment, and Michigan has been hit very hard by the economic crisis. We have at least 12% unemployment. There's an increase in depression, suicide, and substance abuse. In fact, we have a good deal of men and women coming back from the war suffering from many of these conditions. There's increase in joblessness, job losses. The availability of healthcare resources have diminished. And today, or when we submitted this proposal, we had 1.3 million people who were on food stamps. I'm sure that has increased because this proposal was written in 2008. And the things in Michigan have not improved significantly. Then we went out to survey the community. And so we got information from community mental health centers, from public health departments, and community health centers. And we asked them, how many registered nurses were in your agencies? And the range goes from 22 to 20 or from 6 to 22. Obviously, the smaller communities had fewer RNs than some of the larger communities. How many BSNs and ADN programs did you have? ADN nurses did you have working in your areas? Now, let me back up. We selected 3 sites for this project: Marquette, Saginaw, and a city called Kalamazoo. Now, in Marquette, which is the Upper Peninsula part of Michigan, there were 2 to 4 nurses on average in community mental health agencies that were baccalaureate prepared. There were 0 to 2 in Marquette at the public health department or at the community health center. So there was a deficit in advanced programs. The schools may have been 1 or 2 nursing schools in that area, but they only provided baccalaureate degrees in nursing, not at the advanced graduate level. Many of the nurses that work in those areas, therefore, were AD grads. Would you hire an advanced practice nurse if you could? And 36 of the 41 at the community mental health center said yes. 31 from public health and community health center said yes. Would you then, we asked, would you provide some kind of tuition reimbursement? And most of them agreed that they would do that. We also looked at the workforce in Michigan. In the United States, there are close to 3 million nurses. Active nurses in the state of Michigan, there are about 94,000. But if you look at the small percentage of public health nursing and psych mental health nurses in the state of Michigan, they only represent about 3 or 4% of that total. So for each public health nurse, you'd have to care for 2,700 persons. For each psychiatric nurse, you're talking about 3,000 patients per psychiatric nurse. Obviously, that demonstrates our shortage. The three communities that we selected, Kalamazoo had probably the largest population, but it was a rural community, 11% poverty, and the disparity was there. Saginaw, probably hardest hit by the unemployment, poor access to health care, and heart disease and diabetes were the major causes of death for that city. Marquette, which is in the Upper Peninsula again, 64,000 people, very rural communities. The public health nurses there drive sometimes 3 to 4 hours from one patient to the next. And so they drive across that total Upper Peninsula area, which is a vast amount of territory. Believe me, I had to drive across there by myself, so I know what it's like. The median income is $29,700 compared to $47,000 for the state of Michigan. And of course, it's cold. It starts to snow in Marquette around, late September, early October, and it snows through lots of months. Now, what was our work plan for getting this project started? Recruitment of students in the selected areas. We chose to also develop new courses, and two of the new courses we developed was called Complementary Alternative Medicine and Substance Abuse. And we chose these two particular courses for this program because they meet the needs of our community. We also have consultants who are consulting with us to develop culturally sensitive care components in our curriculum. We have substance abuse consultants and certainly outreach expansion consultants to help us with this project. We wanted to implement and evaluate our distance learning program. That was the other part of the work plan. So recruiting students from their own communities, how are you going to do this? When we recruit the students, we want to be sure that you're going to go back to that community and work. So if you're talking about reducing disparities, reducing the nursing shortage in those particular communities, we wanted a commitment from those particular nurses to go back to the community. Setting up the equipment at all three sites was critical, and it had to be set up in time. And of course, we use an increased amount of Blackboard, online discussion, and weekend courses for this particular program. So operationalizing our distance learning program, scheduling meetings with participating agencies. This took place with ease because we work with the chief psychiatric nurse for the state of Michigan, and we work with the chief public health nurse who knew all of the agencies and contacted those agencies to be sure they wanted to participate with us. Review the implementation plan with those in those particular communities, and they agreed to work with us. And then we utilize a Polycom video conferencing system to communicate at the with its remote sites using Wayne State as the base. Wayne State was our home base. And of course, ensuring that some financial support was in place for students. This is the one time that I can assure you that earmarks worked well. Congressional earmarks. We got a total of $350,000 earmark from Congress, and we were able to fully fund and pay tuition for 10 of those graduate students. Core courses, curriculum experiences, and an emphasis on the culturally competent nurse were the features of this program. When I talk about shared curriculum, psychiatric nursing students and public health nursing students, for the first time that I've been made aware of, take courses together. The chief nurse has always dwelled on me. She says all the time, Felita, you can't have physical health without good mental health. And so we took that to heart. And so the nurses in our program, they take their core courses jointly, and then they separate when they have their clinical experiences, except that the public health nurses and the psych mental health nurses must both jointly exchange a clinical experience so that you'll be sure you're getting the overall purpose of your education. Of course, culturally competent nursing practitioners is a thing that's critical, something that we emphasize in the city of Detroit at Wayne State University, and something that was critical for HRSA in terms of getting funded. Proposed outcome. We proposed that we would graduate 25 master's students in public health and psychiatric nursing in 3 years. I am pleased to say that at the end of this, by May 2011, we will graduate 4 students in public health and 7 from psych mental health, so we are pretty much on our way. Again, we're graduating nurses who will be committed to working in their own communities to reduce healthcare disparities and certainly affect medically underserved areas in Michigan. And our overall objective is to maintain the public health program and advanced psych act nursing program at our university. When I talked about being on a life support, if you look at the public health nursing program in 2006, 2007, and 2008, we had 2 students, 3 students, 2 students. Since we started the advanced practice program in 2009, we had 8 students, and today in public health, we have 14. And I have 4 students waiting to come in the winter semester, so I'm pleased about that. In terms of psychiatric nursing, in 2006, there were 7 students. 2007, 5. 2008, there were 5. And today, there are 32 students in that program. Needless to say, I'm pleased, the program coordinator pleased, and so is my dean. So we have made a significant impact on that program. If you look at both programs over the years, you'll see the difference. Looking at 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, and 2010, we have all but doubled, if not tripled in some instances, our enrollment in the Advanced Practice Psychiatric Nursing Program and the Advanced Practice Public Health Nursing Program. For the Psychiatric Nursing Program, we also offer the NP. We know that public health does not offer NP, but the psych program does have that option for students who want it, and many of them take that opportunity as well. When we talk about advancing this program and what we're going to do next, we will probably talk about adding a DNP, a distance learning program, to what we already have in place in those particular areas in Michigan, as well as looking at other medically underserved areas in the state, because we have lots of areas where you don't have an opportunity to get a master's degree in nursing, in either psychiatric nursing or public health. So our options are vast in the state of Michigan. Thank you for listening to my presentation.